Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 4th of January, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm moving and grooving.
All right. Well, before we get into it, I want to let people know that today's show is sponsored by ZocDoc, and I will tell you more about them later. But first, we have a couple of CES announcements to talk about. So first up, CES is still happening. It's still a thing. A lot of it has gone virtual. There were aspirations of an in-person event this year, and it's taken a very different shape. But some of the announcement stuff that normally happens around CES, like a lot of that is still happening. And one of those announcements came from a company. This is one that Jeff and I both like a lot, and they're called Eve.
Yeah, Eve is actually, oh my goodness, they're probably one of my favorite smart home accessory companies.
Same.
you know, the beauty behind Eve is you sign up with so many of these smart home products, and they've got their own cloud account. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's HomeKit compatible, they still have their own account that you have to log into, mm-hmm. which sometimes is good, but a lot of times is bad. Mm-hmm. With Eve, you don't have any of that. Everything stays right in your house, except what you tell HomeKit, let me have this outside.
Mm-hmm. It's so nice.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And, you know, ever since it started, Eve has been HomeKit exclusive. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, they're maintaining the same level of, we're not going to have our own cloud. Privacy is yours to control. But they started supporting and planning to support for things that will, I hope it will make it possible to use Eve's stuff outside of HomeKit.
Okay.
They've started supporting Thread, which mm-hmm. is a lower power communications platform than even Bluetooth is.
Yeah.
And right now, if I'm not mistaken, they've got one of the largest catalogs of Thread-enabled devices on the market.
Okay.
And they've just added a new one. They just announced it this week at CES. Your blinds can now be controlled by HomeKit using Thread.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Eve Motion Blinds, they've partnered with a reseller named Coulisse, who they in turn partner with other ready-made and bespoke window coverings companies around the world. So they've got this Eve Motion Blinds motor that it just attaches to your blinds. Right now it's mostly roller shades that it's attaching to, but in the future it can also attach to Venetian blinds and you name it.
Okay. And
it's battery powered. Mm-hmm. The battery charges through a USB-C plug on the motor, but the motor will, if you raise and lower your blinds once a day, that battery should last you all year.
Wow.
So
that's pretty great.
You only have to charge it once a year. So they've started offering the motion blinds. It's HomeKit compatible. So, you know, you can control your blinds from away from home if you've got a HomeKit hub, like an Apple TV, HomePod, HomePod Mini,
even
an iPad, if you dedicate it to that purpose. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the new products that they just announced.
Okay. So if I have blinds, I just want to be clear on what it is that they've announced, right? So I have a blind, a roller shade in my house already, and I can just buy this additional piece that will raise and lower that for me, or do I need to buy a new blind? They go together.
Not At this point, you would need to buy a new blind.
Okay. That's what I need to know.
For example, one of their U.S. partners is selectblinds.com.
Okay.
Not every Select Blinds product is compatible with motion blinds.
Okay.
There's a select number of products that you can choose from.
Okay.
But, you know, entry point, I was looking through there. The entry point, I think, is maybe $250.
That's actually not bad, especially for a custom shade.
Right.
I had to buy a bunch. We have a bunch of weird windows at my house. So, like, in my house. So, like, all of them are not the same size. And it's and not a normal size. So, all of them were weird. And, yeah.
I mean, it may sound like a lot if you're used to going to Target or Walmart and buying your blinds there. But mm-hmm. if you've ever looked at custom window coverings,
I'm here to tell you.
Especially motorized window coverings. They can get pricey. You know, they're non-Eve motorized window coverings start at about $350,
mm-hmm.
if I remember right.
Yeah. It's hard to get into custom window shade for much less than $200, basically. Like, unless it's a very, very tiny window, then yeah, you're in for about $200 regardless. So, yeah. Super affordable, and B sounds very, very interesting.
Right, because if you've never put this kind of money out, you may think that's a lot of money, but think about the energy savings.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to think about your blinds; you just put them on an automation, and it's going to save you in the long run, both heating and lighting.
Yeah. Anything you can do that helps automate things like that is always going to be better, especially because the whole set it and forget it of home automation before we even get to the smart home stuff about what you can boss around. And we'll be talking about bossing around HomeKit stuff in a moment. But but before that, the nice thing about doing stuff like that is that it can help with energy costs, and there's a lot of other advantages to it. Even just, I don't like walking in the kitchen and having the sun in my eyes in the afternoon or whatever. Like, there's other things that are just convenience that you can set up to make those things easier.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like I said, we're going to talk about that in a moment. We're also going to talk about another very interesting announcement that came out of CES. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is ZocDoc. Now, ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating, and you can read reviews from actual patients of those doctors. You just download the free ZocDoc app, and it's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. So if you use ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who are on your insurance, and you can book an in-person or a video appointment, depending what you prefer. And it's not just for primary care. So you can find a dentist or an eye doctor or a psychiatrist or loads of other specialists. The lists of different types of doctors you can find there is very long. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. So go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO. ZocDoc.com/TDO. Like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, let's talk for a minute about the other announcement that came out of CES. And this was a twofold announcement, I think.
Which one are you talking about? The other Eve product or another new one?
The Arlo thing.
Oh,
was what I meant. But Eve has two things, so we should actually talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. This one's not maybe as exciting, but if you know of the Eve Cam, which was one of the first cams to support HomeKit secure video.
Uh-huh.
Eve has just announced an outdoor version of that.
Oh.
So you can now have an Eve cam outdoors, and it also acts as a floodlight, motion activated, automated, and yes, it supports HomeKit secure video.
Nice. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah, that will begin selling April 5th.
Okay.
The blinds you can get now, the outdoor cam begins shipping April 5th from Eve, Amazon, and later from Apple. Mm-hmm. Records 1080p full HD, 157 degree field of view.
Wow.
It offers infrared night vision, motion detection,
all the good two-way stuff.
Communication. Yeah, all the stuff that you need from a security camera.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like, at least initially, the sticker price is $249. And yep. I mean, on paper, it looks like a great camera. I would very much like to see about how that works in practice. Mostly because I've used security cameras and set up my share of security cameras for other people that sort of look like they weren't actually designed by somebody who actually uses security cameras. So right. That's part of why I'm interested in this one, is because a lot of Eve stuff seems like it's been very thoughtfully designed by somebody who actually uses it. So that's part of why I'm looking forward to that one in particular.
Yeah, I've got an Eve cam right now on the puppies.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody didn't know it was there, they probably wouldn't even notice it.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. Speaking of cameras, one of the other announcements we got out of CES was from Arlo, a company that does make some cameras, but they've expanded into the full security system.
Right. Yeah, they've got a brand new security system. It's already winning awards from CES. The coolest thing about this is that it's sensors. You know, normally when you set up a security system, whether it's a smart home enabled or just, you know, an old standard security system, you've got one sensor for everything. You mm-hmm. know, you've got a sensor for your doors that detects if they're open or closed. You've got a different one for your windows, a different one for motion, a different one for your water leaks, smoke alarms.
Yep.
And Arlo has developed one sensor to rule them all.
Which is very interesting to me.
Right it now. Is. It's a really cool, it's, you know, and this, unlike the keypad, which I'll talk about in a minute, the all-in-one sensors are really, really elegant looking.
Mm-hmm.
And you just place them wherever you want, and it detects motion, it detects your door and window opening, water leaks, smoke, and CO alarms. It will monitor light in the room, temperature, and it all goes into the Arlo Secure app on mm-hmm. your phone.
Yeah.
And yes, they do have a keypad, which, you know, a security system needs to have a keypad. So
mm-hmm.
when you go in, you can turn it off. I mean, these things are never attractive, but I swear this thing looks like it's from an episode of Leave It to Beaver.
I will say, none of them are, when we were, shopping to see if it was going to be viable to pull out the security system in the house we bought, I looked at keypad after keypad, and none of them make you go, "Woo, you know, that's a yeah. great looking keypad." Like, that's not a thing, at least found. If you have found it, listeners, please let us know at observations@macobserver.com. I don't find this one particularly attractive, but I do like that it does look very obvious what's happening, and there are some where that's not necessarily the case. So I'm glad of that.
I
do appreciate it.
I think the best thing about this one is that it, if I understand correctly, it's HomeKit compatible, but mm-hmm. it's also Arlo has joined Matter.
Yes. There's a couple of interesting things here. First is the all-in-one sensor, and second yep. is that this is using Matter to do it. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, big things coming out of CES this year, even if the major players aren't there in person,
mm-hmm. Still a lot of announcing.
There's still a lot of announcement. And I mean, to be fair, there's still a lot of exhibitors there in person.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not the big names that we're used to seeing.
Right.
The big names are doing it remotely.
Yeah. And Yeah. And as more stuff comes out of CES, as more things that are interesting to us pop up through those announcements, as things get unveiled throughout the week, we will tell you more about those here. And you can go read Jeff's excellent coverage over at MacObserver.com. And speaking of Jeff's excellent coverage, Jeff, you have a tip for people. And part of what makes this exciting is, first of all, it's a very handy tip. But second of all, what sorts of activities this can allow other people to do. So I'm going to go ahead and let you walk through the tip, and then we'll talk about why people should care.
Yeah, I mean, it was the coolest thing. You know, I've got this smart deadbolt lock made by UTEC. It's the Ultra Lock Wi-Fi Pro, I think is the actual name. And it's a great deadbolt, but it does not work with HomeKit.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm thinking, how can I get this so that I can just say, hey, S lady, unlock my door, or hey, S lady, lock my door. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out, listeners, if you've ever heard of something called IFT, which is short for if this, then that. Mm-hmm. Using IFT, I was able to set up a trigger so that when I say, hey, S lady, unlock my door, it sends a message to IFT, triggers my recipe on IFT, and then sends a signal to my door to unlock the door.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a way that devices that don't play nicely with HomeKit or with Siri, using iOS, or actually now it's any Apple-branded OS, shortcut, you can still work with a lot of these devices.
Okay.
And it's not just my phone. You know, I can turn my iPhone off and just say to one of my HomePod minis, hey, S lady, unlock my door. And it works.
Ooh. Okay. So first I'm going to jump in with the disclaimer that, this is the kind of thing where, in some circumstances, you may not want to use something as obvious as unlock my door as the thing for unlocking your door. You may want to be able to use some secret password and, you know, the crow flies at midnight, you know, or something, and that unlocks your door or whatever. But just to make it a little less obvious, in case you're, you know, if you have a door lock where you're concerned about other people getting access to it, then this may be the kind of thing that you want to think up a different phrase for. But the thing that makes this specific instance interesting, at least to me, and part of why we wanted to talk about it today, is that if you have smart home items that are not necessarily HomeKit compatible, you've probably heard us talk about HomeBridge and Hoobs and Home mm-hmm. Assistant and things like that in the past. And so if you are a person who very much enjoys the podcast, but the answer to how do I make this work with HomeKit is buy yourself a brand new computer, you know, like a Raspberry Pi. If that's the answer, and you're not into that answer, there may be options. There may be options like this that are available for you, using something like IFT or using something like other sorts of automation. The other one I think of is Yonomi. Yonomi, Y-O-N-O-M-I, is one of the other places that you used to be able to string smart home commands together. So before the Echo base units had like a good morning and a good night, you could use something like Yonomi, and I'm apologize because I'm probably saying that badly. You could use something like that to string stuff together and then say a special phrase to your Echo base, and then the A lady would handle everything for you the way that you wanted it. So this is another one of those opportunities to sort of make it so that you can manage those things and have them happen the same way everything else does. And for a lot of folks, particularly, you know, folks like us who end up doing support, or we're the ones that set everything up and need to make sure it's easy for everyone else to use, this makes it so that the interaction mechanism is always the same. So you say, hey, lady, to open the door, to turn on the alarm, to turn on the TV, to turn off the lights, whatever, you know, and as long as it's the same, you know, just learn a new phrase, but do the same thing you were always doing, then that sometimes is a lot easier for other folks.
And if you don't have a lot to do with it, it's not going to cost you anything.
Right. That's the other thing. And that's great about it.
The free IFT account, you can have up to 5 active triggers.
Yes.
or they call them applets.
Mm-hmm. I think it used to be recipes or something, but yeah, you can.
Well, it's still recipes on the website, but in the app,
they call them something else.
I haven't looked on. I haven't tried to set this up on the IFT website. I did it all from the app.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I look forward to your write-up. We will have a link to that in the show notes as soon as it's available. And Jeff, as always, thank you so much for coming by to talk to me today. You know, we could do a whole week of shows just on the smart home stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so much, but it's always fun. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.